This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. As of Monday, March 21st, 2022, Montana reports 272,183 confirmed COVID-19 cases, with 81 new cases of coronavirus infection reported since Friday. The highest numbers of new cases are in the college towns, 16 new cases in Missoula County, that's Missoula and the University of Montana, 10 new cases in Gallatin County, Bozeman, Montana State University, and Big Sky, and more new cases in 19 more Montana counties. The number of active coronavirus cases in Montana is 494. Currently, 44 people are being treated in Montana hospitals for COVID-19. 3,236 people have died in Montana of COVID-19. Nationwide, more than 970,000 Americans have died. There have been 79,600,000 cases of coronavirus in the U.S. and counting. A federal judge in Missoula has blocked a portion of Montana's vaccination law, stating in a court order that the law's prohibition on workplace vaccination requirements for COVID-19 was likely to cause irreparable harm to private physicians' offices and certain healthcare facilities in the state. U.S. District Court Judge Donald Malloy gave his decision earlier this month. The case revolves around a conflict between state and federal regulations. House Bill 702, which the Republican majority legislature passed on largely party lines last year, bars Montana employers, including hospitals, nursing homes, and long-term care facilities, from mandating that employees be vaccinated. But an interim federal rule implemented last year requires that all Medicare and Medicaid-funded facilities provide proof that 100% of their staff are immunized against COVID-19 unless they've obtained a religious or medical exemption. In his order overturning the Republican-passed law, Malloy said, "Plaintiffs here face more than merely monetary penalties," he wrote. "The failure to comply with the federal interim final rule could result in a range of penalties, including termination of participation in Medicaid and Medicare." Malloy's injunction was narrowly tailored, blocking enforcement of House Bill 702 for healthcare facilities, clinics, and private practitioners as it relates to COVID-19 vaccination, and only for the duration of the federal government's interim rule. A man from Townsend shot and killed himself after law enforcement pulled him over near Bozeman on Friday night. A Gallatin County Sheriff's deputy pulled the 42-year-old man over for speeding at about 9 o'clock on Friday night near Frontage Road and Valley Center Spur Road. As the deputy walked toward the vehicle, about 40 seconds after pulling the man over, he heard a gunshot. The driver died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. A Cascade County sheriff's deputy fatally shot a suspect Saturday afternoon during a wanted person search. Just after 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, deputies found a suspect in what appeared to be a disabled car on 7th Avenue South in Great Falls. The suspect had active warrants and was a person of interest in a fraud investigation. While a deputy was speaking with the suspect pulled a gun on the deputy. The deputy shot the suspect, who later died in a local hospital. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.